Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of Turks and Caicos, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 5, Salt and Survival. By the mid-18th century, the Turks and Caicos Islands had become synonymous with salt production, a commodity that fueled economies and sustained empires. Known as white gold, salt was a vital resource for preserving food, particularly for seafaring nations. The natural salt ponds scattered across the islands proved to be an invaluable asset, transforming the archipelago into a hub of industry and trade. However, this prosperity came at a significant human cost, as the labor-intensive process of harvesting salt relied heavily on the exploitation of enslaved Africans and indentured workers. The salt trade takes root. The Bermudians were among the first to establish a systematic approach to salt production in the Turks and Caicos. Arriving in the early 1700s, they discovered the island's shallow salt ponds, ideal for evaporating seawater and collecting the crystalline mineral. Bermudian salt rakers, as they came to be known, developed techniques to rake, dry, and bag salt for export. Seasonal expeditions soon evolved into permanent settlements, as families moved to the islands to oversee the growing trade. Salt from the Turks and Caicos was shipped across the Atlantic, where it was used to preserve fish, meat, and other perishables. The trade became integral to the British Empire's naval dominance, as salted provisions were essential for long voyages. By the late 18th century, salt from the Turks and Caicos was a staple in markets across North America and Europe, cementing the island's importance in the global economy. The human cost. The booming salt industry relied heavily on enslaved labor. Africans were forcibly brought to the islands to work in the harsh conditions of the salt flats. Under the relentless Caribbean sun, laborers spent long hours raking salt and hauling heavy loads, often barefoot and exposed to the brine that caused painful sores. The work was grueling, and living conditions were equally harsh, with workers housed in cramped quarters and subjected to the whims of overseers. Despite the oppressive conditions, enslaved individuals found ways to resist and preserve their humanity. African cultural practices such as music, storytelling, and spiritual rituals endured, creating a rich cultural tapestry that blended with European influences. Acts of resistance, from work slowdowns to escapes, demonstrated the resilience and determination of those who labored under such conditions. The role of women. Women played a significant role in the salt industry, both as laborers and as community leaders. Enslaved women worked alongside men in the salt ponds, contributing to the backbreaking tasks required to sustain the trade. Within their communities, they served as caregivers, healers, and cultural bearers, ensuring the survival of traditions and fostering a sense of solidarity. Economic impact and social stratification. The wealth generated by the salt trade was unevenly distributed, creating a stark divide between the owners of the industry and the laborers who powered it. Bermudian merchants and settlers profited handsomely, while the majority of the population, enslaved and later emancipated, struggled to make ends meet. This economic disparity shaped the social structure of the islands, laying the groundwork for tensions that would persist into the post-emancipation era. Emancipation and transition. The abolition of slavery in 1834 marked a turning point for the salt industry and the islands as a whole. While formerly enslaved individuals gained their freedom, many continued to work in the salt ponds under exploitative conditions. Wages were low, and opportunities for advancement were scarce, leading to a slow and painful transition from bondage to a free labor economy. The salt trade began to decline in the late 19th century, as competition from industrialized salt production in other parts of the world reduced demand for hand-harvested salt. The once thriving industry that had defined the Turks and Caicos for more than a century dwindled, leaving the islands to seek new economic opportunities. Legacy of the salt era. The salt industry left an indelible mark on the Turks and Caicos. Its legacy is visible in the remnants of salt ponds, the stories passed down through generations, and the cultural identity forged by those who lived and labored during this era. The resilience of the people, particularly the descendants of enslaved Africans, continues to define the spirit of the islands. As the salt era faded, the Turks and Caicos entered a period of transformation, grappling with the challenges of modernization and shifting economic priorities. In the next chapter, we will explore the island's journey through emancipation, migration, and the search for a sustainable future in a rapidly changing world. Chapter 6, Slavery and Freedom. The history of the Turks and Caicos Islands is deeply intertwined with the legacy of slavery, a system that shaped its society, economy, and culture for centuries. The story of enslaved Africans on these islands is one of suffering and survival, resilience and resistance, culminating in a hard-fought journey toward freedom and self-determination. The enslaved workforce. With the rise of the salt industry in the 18th century, the demand for labor in the Turks and Caicos soared. Bermudian settlers and British colonial authorities turned to the transatlantic slave trade to supply the islands with workers. Enslaved Africans were transported across the Atlantic under horrific conditions, enduring the brutal Middle Passage to arrive on the islands as commodities for exploitation. Once on the islands, enslaved individuals were forced into grueling labor on the salt flats, where they worked long hours under the scorching Caribbean sun. The harsh conditions of salt raking caused severe injuries, including salt sores and respiratory issues from inhaling salt particles. Beyond the salt ponds, enslaved workers performed other tasks such as farming, construction, and domestic service, all while living under constant surveillance and the threat of punishment. Cultural resilience. Despite the dehumanizing conditions, enslaved Africans preserved elements of their culture, creating a vibrant and enduring legacy. Music, dance, oral traditions, and spiritual practices provided solace and a means of resistance. The rhythms of African drumming and the melodies of work songs echoed across the salt flats, offering a sense of unity and defiance in the face of oppression. Enslaved individuals also formed tight-knit communities, where they supported one another and passed down traditions that would later shape the cultural identity of the islands. These acts of resilience were not just expressions of survival, but also declarations of humanity in a system designed to deny it. Acts of resistance. Resistance to slavery on the Turks and Caicos Islands took many forms. Some individuals sabotaged tools and equipment, while others feigned illness or worked at a slower pace to disrupt production. More daring acts included escape attempts, with some fleeing to nearby islands or seeking refuge in the dense mangroves that offered temporary sanctuary. News of slave revolts in other parts of the Caribbean, such as the Haitian Revolution, inspired hope and fear in equal measure. These events underscored the possibility of freedom while heightening the anxieties of slave owners, who responded with stricter controls and harsher punishments. The road to emancipation. The abolitionist movement gained momentum in Britain during the late 18th and early 19th centuries, driven by activists who exposed the moral and economic failings of slavery. The British Parliament's decision to abolish the transatlantic slave trade in 1807 marked the beginning of the end for slavery in the British Empire. For the enslaved population of the Turks and Caicos, however, freedom remained elusive. It was not until 1834 that the Slavery Abolition Act came into effect, officially ending slavery across British territories. Even then, former slaves were subjected to a 4-year apprenticeship system that forced them to continue working under conditions barely distinguishable from slavery. Freedom and its challenges. When full emancipation was finally achieved in 1838, the newly freed population faced significant challenges. Many continued to work in the salt industry, as it remained one of the few sources of employment. However, wages were meager, and opportunities for economic advancement were scarce. The social structures of the islands also remained deeply inequitable, with former enslavers retaining control over land and resources. Despite these obstacles, the emancipated population began to build new lives, forming communities that prioritized education, self-reliance, and mutual support. Churches and schools became cornerstones of these efforts, fostering a sense of identity and purpose. The legacy of slavery. The legacy of slavery is etched into the history of the Turks and Caicos Islands, shaping its people and culture in profound ways. The resilience and ingenuity of the enslaved population laid the foundation for the vibrant cultural heritage that defines the islands today. From the rhythms of Junkanoo to the enduring traditions of storytelling, the contributions of African ancestors continue to resonate. As the islands moved forward from the era of slavery, they faced new challenges in navigating the complexities of colonial rule, economic dependency, and the quest for self-governance. The next chapter will explore the emergence of the Turks and Caicos as a British crown colony and the enduring struggles for autonomy and identity in a rapidly changing world. Chapter 7: The British Crown Colony. In 1766, the Turks and Caicos Islands were formally annexed to the British Crown Colony of the Bahamas, a move that would shape the island's governance and economic trajectory for the next century. This administrative decision, born out of geopolitical strategy and economic interests, marked the beginning of a complex relationship between the islands and their colonial overseers. While British rule brought stability and infrastructure, it also introduced new challenges of governance, economic dependency, and cultural assimilation. A strategic outpost. The British annexation of the Turks and Caicos was primarily driven by the island's strategic importance in the Caribbean. Situated near key shipping routes, the archipelago provided a vital waypoint for British naval and trade vessels. The salt industry, still thriving during this period, further cemented the island's value to the British Empire. By controlling the Turks and Caicos, Britain secured a foothold in a region contested by other colonial powers, ensuring its dominance in the Caribbean. Governance and oversight. As part of the Bahamian colony, the Turks and Caicos were administered from Nassau, a decision that created both opportunities and frustrations for the local population. While British governance brought legal structures, trade policies, and security, the islands often suffered from neglect due to their distance from the Bahamian capital. Local concerns were frequently overlooked, and the lack of direct representation left many islanders feeling disconnected from the colonial administration. The governance structure relied on appointed officials who reported to the Bahamian government, with little input from the local populace. This top-down approach often led to inefficiencies and corruption, further straining relations between the islands and their colonial overseers. The economic landscape. During this period, the salt industry remained the backbone of the Turks and Caicos economy. Bermudian salt rakers continued to dominate production, shipping vast quantities of salt to North America and Europe. However, the economic benefits were unevenly distributed, with profits flowing primarily to Bermudian merchants and British officials. For the local population, including the emancipated descendants of enslaved Africans, economic opportunities were limited. Many worked in the salt ponds under harsh conditions for meager wages, perpetuating a cycle of poverty and dependence. The lack of diversification in the economy made the islands vulnerable to fluctuations in global salt demand, a reality that would become increasingly apparent in the late 19th century. Cultural transformation. British rule also brought cultural changes to the Turks and Caicos. The establishment of Anglican churches and schools introduced European customs, values, and education systems, often at the expense of indigenous traditions. While these institutions provided opportunities for literacy and social mobility, they also imposed a colonial worldview that marginalized local cultural practices. Despite these pressures, the people of the Turks and Caicos preserved elements of their African heritage, blending them with European influences to create a unique cultural identity. Festivals, music, and oral traditions flourished, serving as a source of community cohesion and resistance to cultural erasure. The challenges of distance. One of the most significant challenges of British rule was the physical and political distance between the Turks and Caicos and their colonial administrators in Nassau. This disconnect often left the islands without adequate resources or attention, particularly during times of crisis. Hurricanes, which regularly struck the archipelago, devastated communities and infrastructure, but recovery efforts were slow and insufficient due to the lack of direct governance. Over time, this neglect fueled calls for greater autonomy and self-determination. The people of the Turks and Caicos began to advocate for local representation and control over their affairs, laying the groundwork for future political movements. Toward a new era, the incorporation of the Turks and Caicos into the British Crown Colony of the Bahamas was a defining period in the island's history, marked by both progress and challenges. While British rule brought stability and integration into the global economy, it also highlighted the inequities and limitations of colonial governance. The struggle for representation, economic independence, and cultural preservation would become central themes in the island's journey toward self-governance. As we turn to the next chapter, we will explore the emergence of political movements and the gradual shift toward autonomy as the Turks and Caicos began to redefine their place within the British Empire and the wider Caribbean. Chapter 8: The Quiet Revolution. The mid-20th century marked a period of profound transformation for the Turks and Caicos Islands. after decades of governance under the British Crown colony of the Bahamas Islands, began to forge a path toward greater autonomy and self-determination. This era, often referred to as the Quiet Revolution, was characterized by political awakening, social change, and the emergence of leaders who sought to redefine the island's identity and future. Discontent with colonial rule. By the 1940s, frustrations with the governance structure had reached a tipping point. The administration from Nassau remained distant and largely indifferent to the needs of the Turks and Caicos. Limited resources, inadequate infrastructure, and the lack of local representation fueled a growing sense of discontent among the islanders. Economic challenges further exacerbated tensions. The decline of the salt industry, once the backbone of the economy, left many residents struggling to find sustainable livelihoods. Unemployment and poverty became widespread, highlighting the urgent need for economic diversification and investment in local industries. The push for representation. In response to these challenges, local leaders began to advocate for political reform and greater autonomy. The movement gained momentum in the 1950s and 1960s, as global decolonization efforts inspired similar aspirations in the Caribbean. Islanders demanded a voice in their governance, calling for the establishment of local councils and the right to participate in decision-making processes. One of the pivotal moments in this struggle was the creation of the Turks and Caicos Islands' first legislative council in 1959. While this body provided a platform for local representation, its powers were limited and ultimate authority remained with the colonial administration. Nevertheless, the council's establishment marked an important step toward self-governance. The role of visionary leaders. The Quiet Revolution was driven by a generation of visionary leaders who sought to uplift their communities and secure a better future for the islands. Figures such as Jags McCartney, who would later become the first chief minister of the Turks and Caicos, played a crucial role in galvanizing public support and advocating for political and social change. McCartney's leadership emphasized education, economic empowerment, and cultural pride. His vision for the islands extended beyond political reform, encompassing the need to build a society rooted in equality, opportunity, and resilience. Education and social change. Education became a cornerstone of the Quiet Revolution, as leaders recognized its transformative power in shaping the island's future. Efforts to expand access to education included the establishment of new schools, teacher training programs, and scholarships for students to study abroad. These initiatives laid the foundation for a more skilled and informed population, capable of driving progress in various sectors. Social change also extended to issues of healthcare, housing, and infrastructure. Community-driven initiatives sought to address these needs, often with limited resources, but an abundance of determination. Women played a pivotal role in these efforts, leading grassroots campaigns and advocating for improved living conditions. A cultural renaissance. During this period, there was a resurgence of cultural pride and identity. Islanders embraced their heritage, celebrating traditions such as junkanoo, ripsaw music, and storytelling. This cultural renaissance served as a unifying force, fostering a sense of belonging and collective purpose. The preservation of cultural practices was not only a source of pride, but also a form of resistance against the erasure often associated with colonial rule. Through art, music, and oral history, the people of the Turks and Caicos asserted their identity and ensured that their stories would endure for future generations. Toward autonomy, the Quiet Revolution laid the groundwork for the Turks and Caicos Islands' ongoing journey toward self-governance. While full independence remained a distant goal, the era marked significant progress in political representation, economic development, and cultural preservation. As the islands entered the latter half of the 20th century, the foundation laid during this transformative period enabled them to navigate the complexities of modernization and globalization. The next chapter will explore the rise of tourism as a driving force in the island's economy, bringing both opportunities and challenges to the shores of the Turks and Caicos.